brought to you by Penguin.
How to Write It by Anthony Anaxagoru, read by Anthony Anaxagoru, with Dami Olukoya reading the foreword.
Foreword. There isn't any perfect, good, best, or even right way to write. When I started to write Queenie, which went on to be a Sunday Times bestseller and was longlisted for the Women's Prize, I had an idea of a writer in my head. This idea of what a writer was had been impressed upon me by mainstream media and by the publishing industry. To me, your average writer was middle class. If they didn't have a master's degree from some sort of industry-endorsed creative writing course, then at the very least, they should have an English literature degree. Your average writer would have a proper desk, a trusty laptop, the best software on which to write, and enough money and time to quit their job and go away to various writing retreats. While there, they would write in silence, or with classical music providing a calming auditory backdrop. This, to me, was the sort of person who could write a novel. But what I also understood was that this wasn't necessarily the sort of person who should always be writing a novel. I wrote Queenie on a 10-year-old laptop that was on its very last legs after I'd spilt herbal tea on it more than once. I had a bootlegged version of Microsoft Word that kept switching the default language to English, United States, and my desk was my bed in a mouldy studio flat with tiny windows that had been painted shut years before. I didn't have any time, and I was in thousands of pounds of credit card debt, and I can only write while listening to grime or UK rap at the loudest possible volume. Bizarrely, it was only months after Queenie came out that I came to understand that A, I was actually a writer, despite failing to meet any of my imagined writer criteria, and B, being a writer is simply telling a story. How do you tell this story, you ask? Well, once you know that you have something to say, there isn't any correct formula when it comes to saying it. Writing is effectively thinking and putting that on paper. There are so many different ways of thinking that there can be absolutely no right way of writing. You can only tell this story in a way that works for you. That's probably the only way to ensure that what comes out will be authentic and true to you. I start with my character, or characters. Who are they? Where are they from? What do they look like? How do people see them? What's the world they're in? And how does it shape them? And for all you astrology heads, what's their star sign? I never think about plot in the first instance, or what's going to happen. I don't think I could plan for the chaos I put my characters through, as I just let it come as I go along. A few months before the publication of Queenie, I interviewed Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Of all the deeply profound things she said to me, as I hung on each and every one of her words, it was this that resonated with me most. I think there are two different kinds of writers. There are writers who are interested in ideas primarily, and writers who are interested in people primarily. I'm absolutely in the latter camp. Once I've understood my characters inside and out, it's only then that I think about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to use my characters to say it. And I try not to think of my characters as vehicles. I genuinely like to think of them as people, living, breathing people, who chatter, argue, and flirt with each other in my head. People who have insecurities, who have worries, who have their own isms, and who are going to get themselves into all sorts of situations. It's through human nature and experiences that we learn. Sometimes it's about putting ourselves in someone else's shoes, in order to understand a life unlike ours, and to see experiences unlike ours. And so, through the stories of other people, we can learn about people. We can learn about politics. We can learn about how the person becomes political. We learn that we do not and cannot see things the same way. We learn that every person's lens is different. I see the world very differently to a white male author with a middle-class background, even if we're the same age and had a similar education trajectory. Whenever I'm asked about writing, the thing I find myself telling people who ask me, "Excuse me, but how do you do it?" is that their story is valid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?